Verdi's Otello, our opera matinee in Afternoon on Three this Thursday afternoon. From Vienna State Opera, with Peter Seifert as Otello and Carlos Alvarez as Iago. The centrepiece of a week of music inspired by Shakespeare to accompany the BBC's season, Shakespeare Unlocked. Afternoon on Three, weekdays from 2 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
Jazz Lineup is on the air in an hour from now, this Sunday evening on Radio 3, featuring tonight a concert from last summer's Glasgow Jazz Festival by the Polish trumpeter Tomasz Stanko. That's at 11 o'clock. Now it's just after 10, and time for World Roots with Lucy Duran.
If I had to pick one of my favourite albums ever, it would be an album called Nos, which is by a Brazilian singer called Virginia Rodriguez, who I think is one of the most extraordinary singers I've ever heard. There's something about the quality of her voice that's so moving and so pure, so special, that once you've heard it, you just can never forget it. So that's why, standing where I am in a neighborhood of Salvador Bahia in northeast Brazil, is just a really, really exciting moment. Because we're going to be recording Virginia Rodriguez for the program with some very, very wonderful musicians. This is a neighborhood called Itapuã, where Virginia spent 4 very happy years before leaving Salvador Bahia, where she's from originally, and going to live in São Paulo, down in the south of Brazil, which is apparently a better place for the music industry. But nevertheless, Salvador Bahia is where she grew up and received all her musical ideas and inspiration from the deep religious traditions known as Candomblé, the traditions that were brought over from Africa by the slaves and then turned into something very Brazilian. And that's why it's just so thrilling to be in this house which is where the musician Chigana Santana lives. Here he is, tuning up his guitar, left-handed. And this is Mo Brazil, who's also on the guitar. Hello, Mo.
Hello.
And most important, our wonderful singer, eating a piece of bread at this very moment, dressed in shiny satin blue, long dress, none other than Virginia Rodriguez. Virginia, tudo bom? Tudo bem.
Ingo!
βακό και το μπένα.
That was a song in honour of the deity Yemaja, the deity of the ocean. And here we are standing by the ocean, and that singer was one of Brazil's greatest and most special voices, Virginia Rodrigues. What are you actually singing in this song, Yemaja?
Yemaja, marabola yo, Yemaja, Iemanjá, marabolaio, Iemanjá. A música fala de Iemanjá, fala de amor, né?
The song Iemanjá talks about love and the bottom of the sea. It's about deep love, about real depth of feelings.
Why does love come from the bottom of the sea?
Em coisas como o mar é claro, né? O mar é puro, é limpo, né? Então quando se fala de sentimento,
the sea is clear and deep, so represents true feelings and love. Iemanjá is all about love. She represents the mother and she represents the purity and beauty of true feelings. Iemanjá represents all of this. Water represents all of this. Water puts out fire. Water is very powerful.
A água é quem apaga o fogo, né? A força da água é muito grande.
And so you grew up in this city in Salvador, Bahia, surrounded by the ocean. So I guess the ocean must be something very special for you.
Precisely. I'm a daughter of Iemanjá, and the sea means a lot to me.
So this deity, Iemanjá, is part of this religious belief that you're involved in, Candomblé. What is Candomblé for you?
Antes de ser do Candomblé, eu fui protestante.
Before Candomblé, I was a Protestant. In Candomblé, I found all the answers I needed in life. Candomblé is the religion of my ancestors. It's part of my history and my origins. That's what Candomblé is to me. It's my foundation.
And is that something very special to Salvador Bahia? Because of the African element here, the very, very strong African origins of this city.
Para mim é por causa o Candomblé além das origens.
To me, Candomblé is all about the African origins. And Candomblé is the original and true Brazilian culture. Because this is where the early Africans came. Bahia, in my opinion, is the second Africa. I'm African, but I was born here.
Eu só nasci.
There's a great sense here of the power of the elements, especially on this rainy, dark evening. How do you feel being here by the sea, by the ocean in Salvador, Bahia?
We can talk to our orixás, the saints, through the sea. From right here, you can talk to all the orixás. You could talk to Xangô there by the rocks. You could talk to Oxum. You could talk to Yansan. The wind. You can talk to them all.
Água do mundo é um olho triste por calar. Água do mundo é não lembrar. A dona seu dizer, ter água no corpo é merecer. Molhar é amar a pois, obedece a função mítica do sal. A água da espera é universal. seu sopro é o que erige o sonhador. Quando a vida doa o sonho a dor. Molhar é estender a mão. Minha condição no parto abençoa minha mãe e me curva minha mãe, mas do que lhe abençoa
The musician Chigana with Virginia Rodriguez, recorded for World Roots in Salvador da Bahia in Brazil. That was a song Reverencia in praise of water, a constant theme in Salvador. The stretch of water between Bahia and Africa forms a major part of the Brazilian narrative. All the slaves who came to Brazil came by boat, and many who left West Africa perished en route in the rough waters of the Atlantic. We were lucky enough to record two sessions with Virginia whilst we were in Salvador. One at the home of producer, writer and singer Chigana in his porch with the rain in the background. And the other at the Tito Oliveira Studios in Salvador. There, members of Chigana's band joined Virginia. I asked the elusive singer where this wonderful voice came from. Had she ever been trained?
Minha formação musical é basicamente de rádio e coral de igreja. A minha formação musical é de igreja.
Então, my training was basically the radio and singing at the church. I took a test to do a singing workshop, although because it was a workshop for 50 people, you can't learn anything.
Ou seja, não dá para se aprender nada, né? Tinha mais de 50 alunos. Então o professor fez teste comigo.
The teacher did a test with me and thought I had a special voice and began teaching me on a one-to-one basis. In return, he used me as the basis for his master's thesis about singing. So he began teaching me twice a week.
I understand that Caetano Veloso, Brazil's famous singer, came to Salvador at one point and heard you in the church choir. Is that how you were first sort of discovered by the music industry?
Não. O Caetano, quem me viu cantar na igreja foi o Márcio Meirelles.
No. Márcio Meirelles, my theater director, saw me singing at the church and introduced me to Caetano. Caetano saw me singing at a rehearsal of the Bando de Teatro Lodum, a theater group I used to be part of. He went there to see the Bando because he already knew the Bando. And it was my first time with the group. We were doing a play called Bye Bye Pelu.
com uma peça chamada Bye Bye Pelô.
So what was that like, the encounter with Caetano Veloso?
Olha, quando eu vi o Caetano lá, assim, eu achava que o Caetano ia embora, né? Que ele foi lá dar um olé pro bando, que ele é amigo do povo do bando.
I thought he was going. I thought he had come to say hello to the bando because he's a friend of the bando. And then he was leaving. But he didn't leave. He stayed. I was already nervous because the theater people were there. But then I became even more nervous.
Ao mesmo tempo que você quer que a pessoa fique, você também quer que ela vá embora. Então eu fiquei muito nervosa, para falar a verdade.
On that day, I didn't feel happy because I was too scared. I felt happy when he invited me to sing at his concert. And one of his songs, Alguém Cantando. It was the first time I sang with him. And even then, I was happy, but also nervous.
But you sing a lot of his songs, and I'm going to ask you to sing a song that's called Alguém Cantando. Can you tell me about that song, which is a song of Caetano Veloso's?
I learned to sing Alguém Cantando when I was at the choir at the Mosteiro. Afterwards, Caetano did a concert for the reopening of the Vila Velha Theater, where we, the Bando Theater Group, were actors in residence. He asked me to sing a song, and I thought, I will sing one of his songs. Then he said, but you will sing a capella. And I thought, oh my God. So I sang Alguém Cantando at his concert a capella.
And so what's the song about? What does the song say?
Someone singing far away from here. Someone singing far away. Someone singing a lot. Someone singing well. Someone singing, it's good to hear. Someone singing some song. The voice of someone in this immense space. The voice of someone who sings. The voice of a certain someone who sings as if to no one. The voice of someone when it comes from the heart, of someone who keeps all that purity of nature, where there is no sin and no forgiveness.
You are that voice. You are the voice of far away, the voice of purity.
Thank you.
Mas essa música, ela é pura.
This song is pure.
Alguém cantando longe daqui. Alguém cantando longe, longe. Alguém cantando muito. Alguém cantando bem. Alguém cantando é bom de se ouvir. Alguém cantando alguma canção.
a voz de alguém nessa imensidão, a voz de alguém que canta, a voz de um certo alguém que canta como que pra ninguém,
a voz de alguém quando vem do coração de quem
This is a rather beautiful spot in Salvador Bahia, right by the sea. It's an old theater. Well, it's a famous theater that's called Vila Velha, Teatro Vila Velha. And we've come here because one of the groups that we're recording for World Roots, a group called Baiana System, are rehearsing here. We're just on our way down to this famous theater, which we'll be hearing about in a moment, but we're just going by a rather brilliant graffiti artist who's spraying this white wall here by the theater. And this is all part of the Baiana System's kind of aesthetic, I understand. Yes. Roberto, this is Roberto Barreto, who's the player of the key instrument of Baiana System, which is the Baiana guitar, the yes. Guitarra Baiana.
Yes.
Tell us about this theater.
It's a very important theater here in Salvador because in the 60s, when we have a lot of movements of music and culture in all the world, I think.
Well, like the famous yes. Tropicália movement.
Yes, Tropicália and some important movements from acting. They have here in this theater like some resistance theater.
Theater of resistance.
Yes, yes. And you have a lot of important shows and movements that happen here.
So artists like Caetano Veloso.
Caetano Veloso, Gilberto Gil, Tom Zé, Gal Costa, many of these people before they go to the Rio de Janeiro in São Paulo and start their career.
I'm very excited that we've come to a place which obviously has great cultural and historical, political, social significance.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful theater. Let's just go in for a second. Very, very simple.
Yes, very simple. It's like
an
arena. Né? It's like an arena.
It's very minimalist. It's really atmospheric. Thank you, Roberto, for taking us on this tour of Teatro Vila Velha and learning about the importance of this particular spot in Salvador Bahia culture. And now we're going outside the theatre on this boiling, boiling hot morning. We're going to be hearing your group, yes. Baiana System.
Yes. We start from the idea from Carnival, but we dialogue with contemporary and another kind of music. The name Baiana System comes from the guitar Baiana, the name Baiana from Bahia, and the system, it's from sound system.
You're trying to bring out the sort of the signature, one of the signature instruments of yes, Bahia yes. Carnival, Carnival yes. here in Bahia, which is one of the great carnivals of the world.
Yes, yes.
And you're bringing that instrument, which is normally associated just with carnival.
Yes, yes.
To, and you're connecting it with lots of different, more yes. global styles. Yes. Roberto, for us, you're going to be doing something really special.
So when they talk to us that, oh, you're going to make this interview to the radio BBC and you have to make a small format. So we think to play acoustic, we are going to try to make this music with like an acoustic, like chorinho, we think like chorinho and samba.
How's it going to be to play this music, which is essentially very electronic music, and to try and make it acoustic and more rootsy?
You see me playing now. We played yesterday. The music starts to sound different, and it's good too. So maybe it's starting from another format that we can do in the future.
The music of Baiana System with a very special project that they're doing just for us here outside the Teatro Vila Velha in Salvador, Bahia. There are four musicians. There's Russo, who's the singer, Batata, who's the percussionist, Marcelo Seco, who's the bass player, and Roberto Barreto, who plays this instrument, which is really the kind of the key instrument. It's the real sound of this group, the Guitarra Baiana. So tell us about this little tiny guitar, which is such a sort of key sound of Salvador, isn't
yes.
it?
This instrument was developed here in Bahia in the 40s. It was developed at the same time that in USA and in other countries was developed the solid guitar.
The electric guitar.
The electric guitar. They were trying to put the acoustic guitar to play to audience for a lot of people. When they said later, when they see the electric guitar for the first time in the 50s, they had the same instrument here, and it developed a way to play in a language.
Completely parallel, but without any interconnection at all. This guitar, the Guitarra Baiana,
yes,
was developed at the same time as the electric,
yes,
guitar by,
yes,
Fender and Gibson,
and then another, the same time here.
Without one knowing of the other.
Yes. So after, in the 50s, when a group of brass, a big group of brass from Recife playing frevo, they see the frevo going on the streets and people going,
following them.
He had the idea to put the guitars in a car, in a Ford. A Ford car.
On the back of a car.
Put some speakers and go to the streets. And people get crazy, come following this car. And they start to make music to this new kind of instrument and language.
It's tiny. It's like a cavaquinho in
it's
size.
Like a cavaquinho,
like a miniature guitar.
Or a mandolin. It's more similar to a mandolin because it's the same tune from the mandolin. We tune it in fifths from...
Going from the top high pitch to the low pitch. Let's hear.
We have E, A, D, G, and then we have a C here, a low C here in the top. So we have in the trio electric, we had a lot more distortion.
So you really like the sound of distortion?
Yes.
You cultivate the sound of distortion.
But in Baiana System, we try to make a mix from this kind of sound to sounds like from samba and shula, playing with fingers.
Finger picking, yeah.
Like a...
It's a really adaptable instrument.
Yes.
It's a great project.
Yes.
And thank you for playing in this way for us, the more acoustic way. You should do it more often.
No,
Robert.
Thank you to make us to do this format. It's very good to practice and to listen in another way and then put the other elements again.
Diga de cafuné. Baixinho. Tira tema, queima roupa. Tira tema, queima roupa. Tira tema, queima roupa. Tira tema. Se eu mandar juntar um beijo, na quarta de cinza eu vou mandar separar. Tira tema, queima roupa. Se eu mandar ficar na beira, na quarta de cinza eu vou mandar afundar. Tira tema, queima roupa. Se eu mandar soltar a corda, na quarta de cinza eu vou mandar segurar. Tira tema. Da tira tema, queima roupa. Vou no sistema de som bem bom. 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 Nico, bem, o, se, né, ca, bem, Nico. Tiririri, tere, tere, tiririri, tere, tere. Tira tema de som bem bom. Sistema de som bem bom. Sistema de som bem bom. Sistema de
som bem bom. O tira tema, tira tema, tira tema, tira tema, tira tema, tira tema, queima roupa. Tira tema, tira tema, tira tema, tira tema, tira tema, tira tema, queima roupa. Tira tema, tira tema, tira tema, tira, 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 tira.
This is a singer, Russo.
Yes.
That's your name, Russo, like Russian?
No, o nome é Roosevelt.
Oh. Roosevelt.
Russo, é como começaram a chamar. A galera não entendia Roosevelt. E aí, Russo, Russo, e acabou.
His name
palavra.
Is Roosevelt, and nickname is Russo, because people doesn't know how to say Roosevelt, and say Roosevelt, Russo.
So,
and
yeah, I can't imagine it's a very common name here in Salvador, Roosevelt. A song that you've just done that I really, really love, it's just stunning, and it's called Oche Como Era Doce.
Yes.
What's that about? What does it mean?
If you try to translate the title, it's Oche, it's expression from here, Osh, it's like, Osh, and como era, how was sweet.
How sweet,
how sweet it was. And it's a kind of popular vocabulary that you say, oh, this is was very sweet and very, it's like gíria.
Oh, it's slang.
Yes.
So what are you singing about?
It's when you come from the regional, the roots things.
The real countryside.
The real country and two things from urban.
It's a song commenting on what happens to someone who leaves the deep countryside, comes to the city, and then they lose their traditional values?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
Tell me about the song that you call America Expressa.
We have few money, so we need a card to take our tickets to go to play in Europe. And no one have an American Express or credit card, nothing like that. So that's the reason for the name.
So the music is called American Express, but it's actually music you composed in São Paulo,
yes.
Thinking about the northeast of Brazil,
yes.
Many thousands of kilometers,
yes.
Away,
yes.
Trying to get to Europe.
Yes.
That's Brazil for you. That's Brazil.
Yes.
Terminal, polícia, ladrão, cupom fiscal, misturador, donador com cardenal, pois ninguém está acima do bem e do mal. Mistura feijão, farinha, dendê, separa o que tem pra dar de vender, vou dividir pro DVD, tabaca, não tabaque, não tabaque que dá pra ver, dívida, dívida, dívida mais, paga suas ações e prestações celestiais, dívida, dívida, dívida mais, paga o homem de batina e paga o homem, se dividir é da diva é dividir, misturando, furando de bisturi, dividir é da diva, tão cala a boca de siri, misturando, furando de bisturi. Oi, sim, 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 na, nina, na, na, na. Oi, sim, 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 na, nina, na, na, na. Oi, sim, 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 na, nina, na, na, na. Oi, sim, 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 na, dira. Mano, volaminal no final, criminal, terminal. Polícia, ladrão, cupom fiscal. Misturador, donador com cardenal. Hoje ninguém está acima do bem e do mal. Mistura feijão, farinha, dendê. Separa o que tem pra dar de vender. E vender, vou dividir pro DVD. Não tabaca, não tabaque, não tabaque que dá pra ver. Dívida, dívida, dívida mais. Pra pagar suas ações e prestações celestiais. Dívida, dívida, dívida mais. Paga o homem de batina. Ei, baixinho. Pedir é da diva é dividir. Mistura.
misturando, furando de bisturi, dividir é da diva pro da diva, é dividir. Misturando, furando de bisturi, se dividir é da diva pro dividir, é dividir. Misturando, furando de bisturi, se dividir é da diva, é dividir. Misturando, furando de bisturi, oi, sim, 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 na, ni, na, 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 na. Oi, sim, 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 na, ni, na, 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 na. Oi, sim, 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 na, ni, na, 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 na. Oi, sim, 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 na, ni, na, 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 na.
Acaba?
The infectious sound of Baiana System, recorded specially for World Roots in Salvador da Bahia in northeast Brazil. Whilst I was in Salvador recording the Music Planet series for Radio 3, my guide was music enthusiast and fount of local knowledge, Nelson Siqueira. One sunny afternoon in Salvador, he took me to a very special place.
I brought you to this spot, the beach of Iemanjá, Rio Vermelho. That's where every year, on the 2nd of February, we have a ceremony, like a maritime procession, dedicated to Iemanjá, which is the ruler of the ocean. By being the ruler of the ocean, she is responsible for the safety of the fishermen. But the safety of the fishermen implies two things. Number one, their physical safety, and number two, the availability of fish. They go out for fishing, and they have to ask Iemanjá for help. And Iemanjá give them a good harvest of fish.
And now you're going to take me to see the house of Iemanjá.
Yeah.
Up here, just on the edge of this bay.
Yeah, the house of Iemanjá initially was a little hot. And then the fishermen got together and decided that they had to make something nicer. And they built a small house for the celebration of Iemanjá. That's where they save the flowers, the perfume, the gift soaps, all kinds of gifts that people take to Iemanjá on the 2nd of February, because Iemanjá is vain. She's always looking herself in the mirror. She's always thinking about, you know, love. We bring all the flowers, and then they put the flowers in the house. And from here, the flowers go into those boats that you see here that are used for fishermen to fish. It's the same boats. They take all the flowers to the ocean to give it to Iemanjá. In the past, they used to give bottles of perfume. Nowadays, with more environmental awareness, you come with the bottle of perfume and drop the liquid on the flowers and save the glass outside for recycling, you know. So that's a modern-day way of celebrating Iemanjá, not throwing glasses in the ocean anymore.
Earlier on, we heard Virginia Rodriguez singing the praises of Iemanjá. And it seems every Salvador singer worth their salt has a song for the deity of the sea. And that includes Nelson's friend, the singer Mateus Aleluya.
Gege kumborumanya nganama hoba yakata paomba. Ele kumbare kinda nyimba ninda hinga. Golo humba inga da goro hoi. Kala kumba nakamba. Kele banya nganda uba kata koro humba. Hebe kalobo. Golo kumba na ina. Hele gina margaro kusumoro mbuba. Laga da bori manya nganda bandi gina humba. Golo man. Ode, Oxóssi, Ogum, Azansum, Iemanjá, Eru, Boa. Iemanjá Eru Boa. Iemanjá Eru, Boa.
Nelson, here we are in your lovely house in early evening. We've just been hearing the beautiful music of Mateus Alleluia, which makes so many references to Candomblé, to the Afro-Brazilian religion. What role do you think music plays in expressing Candomblé, in expressing this religion on a sort of daily level here in Brazil?
Well, music is extremely important in Candomblé. The music structurally the main means of communication. Because when you are in the Candomblé circle, when you dance in the Candomblé, they're gonna call an Orisha to come. You play three songs and ask the Orisha, come please. You play three songs. The Orisha may come, may not. If the Orisha does come, then you have to play three more songs to say thank you for coming. And when you finish playing the three songs to thank the Orisha for being here, you have to sing three more songs to say, thank you very much, now you can go. So music plays the whole function in the presence of the Yoruba tradition, because it is through the music that you call the Orisha, through the music you express your gratitude, and it's through the music and only through the music that he can leave. If you play only two songs, do not play the third song, he'll never leave because he doesn't know he has to leave. So that's extremely important. No wonder the drums, rumrumpile, the three drums in the Yoruba tradition, they are sacred because the music is not only static music, it's a means of communication. It's fundamental in this tradition, you know, and his songs express that very well.
We're privileged to have heard this very special music, to have had Mateus play for us here with the guitar, play these songs. Tell us about him. How do you see Mateus? How does he fit into Bahian culture?
Well, Mateus is the proper living existence of Bahian culture. He comes from Cachoeira, which is the seat of the candomblé tradition in Bahia. Before Salvador, the tradition was already in Cachoeira. It's a sacred place in itself. And he's an offspring of that place and the tradition. And you could see the way he sang his songs, that he's not singing. He's kind of proclaiming, he's kind of professing a faith.
There's a great kind of reverence that I pick up from Mateus's music to Africa, and a sense that Africa is, you know, the source of a great culture that's been recreated here under terrible circumstances, but that it's really important and close.
Africa, para nós, digamos que para nós, não só para mim, mas África para nós é tudo.
He's going beyond himself and saying that Africa for us is everything. The expression of how this country gave and took the first steps.
Costumamos falar que o Brasil, depois de ser indígena por natureza, ele depois é mesmo, do ponto de vista cultural, africano.
Brazil, besides being from the very beginning indigenous, it is culturally African.
Do negro escravo que aportou aqui com sua realidade. Eram homens de cultura, eram sacerdotes, eram cientistas e que vieram como escravos.
They were priests and they were scientists, but they were slaves here.
Yeah.
Mateus, your music is just an incredible mixture that reflects the history of Brazil, I guess, with all those different elements that came together in this country.
Totalmente. Ele aparentemente é puramente um trabalho de influência africana.
It has an African influence, but we can't forget that there is the Baroque influence in this music, and the Baroque is European and is Portuguese.
But is it true to say that Bahia is the most African state of Brazil?
Se ela anda aqui em Salvador, não vê negro, não está andando em Salvador.
If you walk on the Salvador street and do not see any black, you're not in Salvador.
You may be um gueto europeu aqui.
Maybe an European ghetto.
Why are you called Mateus Aleluia?
É meu nome de família.
It's a family name.
Really?
Minha filha se chama Fabiana Aleluia, meu filho se chama Mateus Aleluia, meu outro filho se chama Marcos Paulo Aleluia, meu pai era Antônio Aleluia, meu irmão é Arthur Aleluia. Aleluia.
Meu pai veio da Ruanda e a nossa mãe é Iansã. Meu pai veio da Ruanda e a nossa mãe é Iansã. Ô gira, deixa girar. Deixa girar, girar, Sarapá e Ansã, é Xangô e Iemanjá, iê. Deixa girar, girar, ô gira, 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 deixa girar, girar. Girar, deixa girar.
From Salvador in northeast Brazil. World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by James Parkin. There's more Brazilian music in next week's programme, which is at the later time on Sunday evening of 10:30.
Bruckner from Daniel Barenboim and the Berlin Staatskapelle. Bruckner's 8th Symphony. Radio 3 live in concert at the Royal Festival Hall. Tuesday night at 7:30.
That's on Tuesday evening, and Radio 3 Live in Concerts tomorrow night comes from the Wigmore Hall. The pianist Claire Hammond plays music by Ravel, Satie and Albéniz, and the Piatti Quartet will be on hand to play string quartets by Haydn and Debussy. Martin Handley presents. That's Radio 3 Live in Concert from the Wigmore Hall tomorrow evening at 7:30. This is BBC Radio 3 on 90-93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock now, time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello, the trumpet of Thomas Stanko. We hear previously unbroadcast tracks from his concert at the Glasgow Jazz Festival last year. Kevin Ajama brings guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel back into focus in our Now Is The Time feature. And which album is it today, Kevin?
It is Deep Song, and I can tell you that it wears its name well.
And we get up to date with the Scottish jazz scene from Radio Scotland jazz presenter Stephen Duffy. All of that on this week's Jazz Lineup. The Bits and Pieces Big Band are fast becoming one of the country's most talked about jazz groups. Ben Cottrell leads the 14 members, who are some of the most exciting players in the UK, all who met and began playing together whilst they were students in Manchester. Their influences range from Loose Tubes to Radiohead, and they're trying to redefine the role of a big band for a new generation. The Guardian's John Fordham has aptly commented on their gale-force collective energy and confidence, and I'm sure after you hear this track, Jazz Walk, from their highly anticipated debut album, Big Ideas, you'll see exactly what he means.
That was Jazz Walk from the Beats and Pieces Big Band, and you can experience them in an exciting double bill at the Warwick Arts Centre on the 24th of May, where they're sharing the evening with Robert Glasper. The new album, Big Ideas, is out now on the EFPI record label. Oriel are a nine-piece collective of mostly London-based jazz musicians who belong to the Fire Collective and have been created by guitarist Johnny Phillips. They're all fine improvisers, and they are Idris Rahman and Ingrid Laubrook on saxophones, Ben Davis on cello, Nick Ram on piano, Ruth Goller on bass, Johnny Phillips on guitar, Seb Roachford at the drum kit, and Adriano Adewale on percussion. This track is from their brand new release called Every New Day, and it's called Mountain Flower.